Back in the day, Ronnie Lee was a kid in a car riding around with his pops and the sounds of Frank Sinatra. What's your first memory of a Frank Sinatra song entering your life, Ronnie?
As I think about it, Mark, I believe it was a song called Love and Marriage, riding in my father's car, listening to the radio.
The Sinatra style hit home right away.
Oh, God. I was singing along then, so it was probably a pretty immediate impact on me. And I mean, I always loved to sing anyway. But his music and his voice and his singing just really kind of captured me and everybody else.
Francis Albert Sinatra went on to the kind of career that made him one of America's biggest stars of stage and screen. He was born 100 years ago in Hoboken, and Syracuse will celebrate on December 10th at Drumlin's, with the show pairing his music with that of fellow Centennial legend Billie Holiday.
And what did your dad say at that moment?
Well, he didn't say anything. He just kind of, was just kind of hanging out, driving along, you know. Yeah, okay.
What do you think made Frank's songs and music important to the world's ears then, when you were that time when you were riding along in the car with your dad and it would come on the car radio?
Then, as I look back at it, what I can say about then is that now is that it was such heartfelt rendition, a rendering of any piece, no matter what it was. He was in it. He was living in that moment. And you could feel that come, you know, the more I was able to listen and learn about music as the years have progressed, you know, I've been able to hear that more and more. His heart was in whatever he sung or whatever he did.
How about culturally, when as you grew and you got older and you saw how he fit into society, what did you think about Sinatra?
Well, I didn't really. Well, as you say, as I grew older, I could see and didn't realize initially, as you recognize, I didn't realize how much pride he had in his own heritage. I mean, he was talking about Italian Americans all of the time.
Sure, Sinatra was bigger than life, but Ronnie was impressed that he did the little things right for his friends, too.
Then to see what he was doing in Vegas and hearing some of the stories that came out of Las Vegas and how he had helped some people, a story with, Freddie Cole, for instance. If I remember the story correctly, Freddie was telling me that when he was a kid in Chicago, one night his brother came home from a gig. And he brought a couple of his friends. And his mother would always fix them breakfast or dinner or whatever it was, whatever time it was, you know, after the gig. So he said he was sitting in the kitchen and his brother, Nat King Cole, his two friends were Duke Ellington and Frank Sinatra. And they're hanging out, grabbing a bite to eat. But Freddie related to me, and I hope that I recall this correctly, that he loved Freddie and Nat's mother. And whenever he was in Chicago, when he had a show in town, he would call and see if she wanted to go to the show, would send a car to pick her up or whatever it was. You know, he was a much different person than I guess media presents sometimes.
And Sinatra had an important songwriter friend who grew up right here in Syracuse.
What about the Syracuse connection? I know that you are particularly a scholar not only of the whole scope of music, but being a lifelong Syracusan, what music means to our area. And Jimmy Van Heusen was an important part of Sinatra's songbook. How does that affect you coming into the show?
Oh, I think it's a wonderful thing. It's something that we need to keep. We need to keep carrying that torch here in this community. I don't know how many people realize or don't realize that Jimmy Van Heusen was from the west side of Syracuse here. And the connection with he and Sinatra is just amazing. The whole north side, the whole Italian-American neighborhood has so much pride in Frank Sinatra, and rightfully so. I've got a lot of pride in Sinatra. What that man has done vocally with his voice, his diction, his phrasing is just amazing. And I think that almost any singer would have to recognize that and applaud that, you know. So I think that there's a very, very huge and deep connection for all of us here in this community with both Van Heusen and Sinatra.
100 years after
his birth, why should this new generation pay attention to Frank Sinatra and his music?
Well, it's a pretty serious piece of our history. And as the saying goes, those who forget the if you don't know your history, how do you function in that environment? You know, you need to understand where things came from. And a lot of people, you know, for instance, a lot of the younger folks today are listening to some rap music or some other types of music that have been taking tracks from previous jazz pieces, and they're rapping over it or whatever, and they're saying, "Wow, man, this guy wrote that." I go, "No, he didn't write that. That came from, for example, it came from Coltrane's album with Johnny Hartman or something, you know, and that sort of thing." And that's what we need to remember. We need to let the kids need to understand it, and we need to keep the history alive about Sinatra, what he did, what he gave to us, and what we need to cherish.
Patricia Oasis will help reignite the memory of Holiday's Delights at Drumlin's on December 10th. The second half of the show is going to feature Billie Holiday, who also was born 100 years ago. What is important about her music to our culture?
Oh, Billie's music was on point. It was very daring. It was very truthful. You know, for that time, I mean, Strange Fruit, for instance, who in the world, even today, who's going to sing Strange Fruit, understand it, and really give you a performance that is deep inside of what happened and what created that story? You know, so we have that from Billie. We also have Billie's voice. A lot of people don't realize her range wasn't as wide as some people think it might have been, but Billie could work with an octave, you know, and a little more than an octave, and just amaze you with the note selection and how she phrased and the feeling that she gave to us all in song. Some of those, again, another heartfelt rendering performer.
So you want to know how Ronnie might sound tackling Frank on December 10th at Drumlin's? Right now, at this second, what would you say is your favorite Frank Sinatra song?
Oh boy, my favorite. Most of them are my favorites, but there is one that I can think of here that I think a lot of people are very familiar with. Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, there is nothing for me but to love you. You know, so.
Well, there you go. That was beautiful. Thanks, Ronnie.